plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You know what happened on 9/11.
19 men attacked our country. The 12 of you will be the first to fight back.
Now discover the untold story of what happened next.
If we take that city, then we cripple Bin Laden.
From the producer of Black Hawk Down.
Our boys are going to ride into battle on horseback.
Let's roll, boys. Let's roll.
No reinforcements. No extraction. We're on our own.
I'll follow you anywhere.
I ain't losing one man on this team.
12 Strong. In theaters Thursday. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL's championship week is now set after the Vikings stunned the Saints with a Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs 61-yard miracle touchdown pass as time expired to give Minnesota the victory Sunday night. That means the Philadelphia Eagles will host the Vikings next Sunday night in the NFC Championship game. Kickoff is set for 6:40 Eastern. As for the AFC title game, it'll be the Patriots hosting the upstart Jacksonville Jaguars, who beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday morning 45-42. The Pats and Jags kick off next Sunday at 3:05 Eastern. In other news, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports the Tennessee Titans have offered head coach Mike Mularkey a contract extension. The Titans will begin their offseason work without starting right tackle Jack Conklin, however. The former first-round pick tore his ACL in Saturday night's loss to the Patriots. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
5:06, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brolkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. A pleasant Martin Luther King Jr. Day to many of you. We welcome the students back to the University of Iowa. Classes getting ready to start up again tomorrow, at least traditionally has always been the start of the second semester in Iowa City. And pretty important day to reflect on a number of things, sports-related and not-so-sports-related. Plenty of stuff to come for you today on the sports front here anyway. Mitch Garver, the Minnesota Twins catcher in waiting, set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He will almost certainly break camp with the Twins when they leave Fort Myers to start the 2018 season. He's going to be one of two Twins on the winter caravan stop that's heading to Cedar Rapids on Wednesday for the Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet. Tickets still available for that, by the way. I think they're down to about a dozen, but you can get them online, colonels.com. Mitch will be there along with Zach Granite, Chris Atterbury, the Twins play-by-play broadcaster, Colonel's manager Toby Gardenhire, hitting coach Brian Dinkelman. Silent auction items, everything benefits the Colonel's Take the Lead initiative, as well as the Colonel's Foundation. They do such great work in the community. The Catch with a Cop, there was the Home Run for Hunger program. I think last year they teamed with HACAP to collect 3,000 pounds of food from the downtown farmers market that they were able to repurpose and give to those in need around the community. And I know First Federal Credit Union, a sponsor for high school sports here on KGYM, is involved in that program as well. So Colonel's doing a lot of great stuff in the community, and this is a big fundraiser for them coming up Wednesday night at the East Bank Venue and Lounge. We'll talk a little bit more about it coming up bottom of the hour with Mitch. We've got the tickets tonight for World Championship Ice Racing at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. We'll give you those before 7 o'clock. Also with us now on the phone line, he joins us every Monday, and we finally have a win to talk about with Mac McCausland, Iowa. It didn't come easy, 104-97. They took down the Illinois Fighting Illini last week to break into the win column. Rutgers is on the horizon, but Mac, the Hawkeyes won a Big Ten basketball game. What'd you see last week at the State Farm Center?
Well, I think what we really saw was what we kind of expected, maybe more points on the offensive side. But this Iowa team is going to give up points, so they're going to have to figure a way to score, and that they did. And again, I know it's repetitious, but when you look at it, Todd, the younger teams across the country struggle. Now, Iowa may be about the youngest team that plays in their top eight players, because their top eight players are all freshmen and sophomores, except then you could go to Bear and say he is the junior. But other than that, you know, they just still struggle for leadership, struggle for consistency. But that's what you get, you know, with a young team. And you watch the football games this weekend, and everyone that lost or won, there was one common thing that people looked at. It was how young they were, maybe in the lines, how young they were at the corners, and that's end up how you lose. When you get experienced quarterbacks and experienced receivers and solid lines, you know, those people win. So if you take it to basketball, those teams that have very solid regular performances, and then they have one or two guys that you can really count on, you're going to win. Now, that's what Iowa has not figured out yet. I mean, Bohannon has one great game, and then Moss had a great game, and then Garza had a great game. You got to get it to be pretty consistent, and then you can be a threat. And I think the team that has surprised us, but if you say, what do they have? And that's Ohio State and Diop. Diop, every night, you can count on 20 to 25 points. You can count on 10 to 15 rebounds. And you can count on he will shut somebody down or make it difficult.
Having said all that, was it just encouraging that a young team, as you mentioned, an inexperienced team, didn't pack it in down 20 on the road?
Yeah. I mean, and again, I would tell you, and I think people that have been around, Todd's been to many of the arenas. Illinois certainly is one of the more difficult three or four places to play, regardless if they're any good. I mean, they got a student section that's very, very good, and I'm not sure how many students were actually there, but the passion for the Illinois team matches Hawkeye passion. And so you go down there, and you get a win, especially coming back. I mean, that's hard to do at home, let alone on the road. Now, we'll just see if it carries over to tomorrow or not, or Wednesday night with Rutgers, and then we'll know if this team has made progress. Because Rutgers at home, if you say they're probably one of the bottom three or four teams to play at home as far as crowd, as far as tradition, as far as type of players, you can go in there and you can get a win.
Mac McCausland talking hoops with us. 3530 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line wants to know how Steve Peichel has come in and gotten Rutgers to play respective basketball so quickly.
I do not know him, but from what I've kind of seen from the outside and talked to other people, he's a guy that's very loyal. And my message, if I were him, and again, this is just my opinion, it would be, Rutgers has given me a chance. Rutgers is giving you a chance to play in the Big Ten. Rutgers is letting you play every game on TV. So you ought to have respect for the president, the athletic director, this conference, and play off the classic Rutgers pass. Because they did get to the Final Four, I mean, years ago, but they've been there. In Rutgers, for most people, I think, here in the Midwest, they go, well, it's in the East. Well, yeah, but it's like less than an hour from New York, less than an hour from Philadelphia, less than an hour from Princeton. You know, I mean, it has numbers of people, and now you just got to get it to rally a little bit. And, you know, I think Coach Ash has done that when you look at him in football. He's not from that area, yet he has established a wannabe, I want to come to Rutgers, I want to come to Rutgers. And I think that's what Pinkel has done in his style of play. I mean, if I'm a kid back east, I'll look at it and I'll go, hey, maybe I'm not good enough to go to Duke, North Carolina, but I can go here because Rutgers could be the best team in what I'll call the East or Northeast. I mean, Boston College, Syracuse, St. John's, Pittsburgh playing all freshmen, you know, and then you got the Philly teams with Villanova, and that would be the exception. But I think all those other teams, Rutgers can certainly compete with.
Having said that, Iowa going on the road into, you mentioned the vibe in the arena there. It's not going to be one of the more hostile environments that Iowa plays at, but going on the road out east against a team that has played some decent basketball at home, how tough is this win going to be for Iowa on Wednesday?
I think, you know, Rutgers is very similar to Iowa. I mean, some game they just get blown out, and then they come back and beat Seton Hall. And you go, Seton Hall's a number 10 team or 8 team at that time in the country. So it's going to be, I think, a matchup of rhythm and confidence, because that's what Pinkel's trying to give his kids, is confidence to be a Rutgers player. We know Fran has really spent a lot of time on saying, take pride in being a Hawk. You do it this way. You play hard every play. You know, you make every pass count, make every defensive possession count. And little by little, I think it's getting through to them that's what they've got to do. I like the fact that at Illinois, they cut the rotation down. I mean, I think in the second half, it was basically a 7-8-man rotation. They certainly didn't play 11 or 12 players. And maybe for Fran and the team, they go, maybe that's what we got to do to win. Have more rhythm, have more cohesiveness, have more teamwork, and we'll see if that continues tomorrow or Wednesday night.
Saturday morning, 11 a.m. tip-off, Cover Hawkeye Arena, the next time Iowa will be at home. It's Purdue. Is Matt Painter bringing the best team in the Big Ten to town on Saturday?
I really think so. I mean, at the beginning of the year, I know a lot of people love Tom Izzo's team and Michigan State, but and I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's the balance sometimes that they don't have. When I look at Purdue, they have terrific balance. And if they don't have balance, whoever's playing well that night or afternoon gets the ball. I mean, they had a great summer. I think it was a 19 and under that they were able to finish second in the world, that is. And then they came back home, or 20 and under, sorry, had to be for their kids. But they came back home, and I think Haas was much better. You look, I think there are four guys averaging double figures, and they're all experienced. So this is going to be the, call it the anti-Iowa. Iowa has very little experience. Purdue, big-time experience. And I think fans will be able to see the difference and why we need patience, because it was just 4 years ago Matt Painter was having his job called for because they thought his recruiting had gone down and he wasn't getting, you know, some of the players they thought they should get. And now here they are being number one, two, three, four in the country for this week. And, you know, if they come into Iowa, because everybody respects Hawkeye, and they lose there, they're not going to drop far. And if they win, they may move up one spot.
Should be an emotional lift for the Hawkeyes on Saturday as well. Chris Street Day. And, Mac, it's been 25 years coming up here this week since we lost Chris Street. What does that say about him that 25 years later we still remember him and revere him? And I know we do this every year with you, and you knew Chris and were very close to him, but what does it say about him that he still holds that place in Hawkeye fans' hearts 25 years later?
Yeah, you know, literally, I thought about that this afternoon. I think Chris Street is kind of the monument, the person, the image of what it is to be an Iowa kid in Iowa and play as hard as he played at a high level and having a great time. I mean, if you see almost any picture of him, he has a smile on his face. He's proud to represent that school. Now, the one picture I remember all the time is Chris Street and Tom Davis, both smiling and laughing on the bench. So I'm going to guess the Hawkeyes won. But it just showed his warmth and his personality. And I got to know his family pretty well. Mike, obviously, and his family have gone through a lot emotionally. People like Gary Close and Tom Davis, but Gary Close was his shooting coach and spent a lot of extra hours with him. I mean, those people, it's a true love of Chris Street. And I think what we'll see Saturday, because a lot of people there don't even remember Chris Street. I mean, they don't even know he made a shot. All they know is what he represented. And I think that's what we'll see Saturday, is representation of being a Hawk and growing up in high school in Iowa. And that's where he wanted to go to school. And I think that's what he represents. And that gets transferred to the out-of-state kids. But this guy was pretty special. I mean, this guy is something different in this state. And they catch on to the Chris Street fever as well.
Did Rick Brown talk to you at all for his book? I know he's going to be on hand Saturday signing copies of that. But I figured maybe he touched base with you for part of that book.
He did not, but I think, you know, Rick and my access to Chris were probably pretty much the same in terms of media people, talking to the parents, being right there. And I think, and actually, my daughter gave me a copy of that book for Christmas. So now I got to get Rick to sign it for me, you know. But in reading the book, you just get, again, a great transformation of a spirit, an emblem, a trademark of what it is to be an Iowa Hawkeye. It isn't so much Chris Street the person, but Chris Street the person did exemplify all these things that we all take great pride in.
Mac, I wanted to get your thoughts on a little bit of the rest of the Big Ten, and one of our texters has a question about it as well. I want to ask you about Richard Pitino. Obviously, a lot of people are talking about the Reggie Lynch incident, but also they're one of the more disappointing teams, maybe the most disappointing teams in the Big Ten. Are Richard Pitino's days numbered in Minneapolis right now?
Well, you know, I'll go back and say, look at Northwestern and look at Minnesota. Both those teams last year had terrific seasons for what people thought. Now they are both the hunted rather than being the hunter. And, you know, I think Chris Collins, because of his Chicago connection, family connections, he's going to be fine, even though, you know, the W and L's are not maybe what they thought they'd be. Now, Minnesota, if you say the family connections, what's gone on, you've got a lot to overcome, in my opinion, just because of when you had one, two, or three incidents, and they're not maybe looked at or adjudicated in a way that the masses think they should be, and then you've got these losing streak and not playing well going on. It could be Pitino. I think he will last the year unless something else comes out. But after that, you know, they do have a new athletic director, Mark Coyle, who is actually from Waterloo, Iowa. You know, it may be time for him to bring in his own person.
Mac, great stuff as always, and we will see you at Carver Hawker. Man, an 11 a.m. tip-off on Saturday morning. That's early, but TV says TV does, right?
I will be there at tip-off and before. Now, tonight, I'm going to go see Scottie Pippen Jr. play for Siena Canyon out of California against Bishop Gorman. So, on the road to watch and see if I can scout a new Hawkeye for the future.
All right, and I'm reaching out to Rick Brown right now on Twitter. I'm trying to make sure that you get your autograph on Saturday. Maybe we can cut you to the front of the line. How about that?
There you go. Take care of me.
All right, Mac McCausland joining us as he does every Monday, talking Hawkeye hoops. Iowa heads to Rutgers and the Rack on Wednesday night, and then it's home to take on Purdue Saturday, 11 a.m., our pal Rick Brown, formerly of the Des Moines Register, has that new Chris Street book out, and I want to try to get Rick on the program. I know he's scheduled to join the gym class on Friday. Rick would know Chris Street better than just about anybody, and it's still hard to imagine. 25 years later, I believe Thursday is the 25th anniversary of that, and one of those moments, can still remember where I was as a kid watching the 10 o'clock news and learning that Chris Street had been killed. And 25 years later, still leaves his mark on the program. And it's great to see Fran McCaffrey and the coaching staff, who obviously were not around 25 years ago in Iowa City, but carry on that legacy. And for the players who were not even born when Chris Street was playing for the Hawkeyes, to still know him and know of him and what he meant to the program, it's great. 525, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we'll have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Mitch Garver of the Minnesota Twins joining us on his birthday of all days, coming up in about 10 minutes as well, plus the championship ice racing tickets before 7 o'clock tonight. More NFL and Vikings discussion to come. Plenty of reasons for you to stick around with us until 7 o'clock. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one in the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Find out how you can bring your work to life at Frontier Co-op. Frontier Co-op will have a career fair Wednesday, January 17th from 2 to 6 p.m. at 3021 78th Street in Norway, Iowa. Stop by and learn more about employment opportunities and the great benefits of working for Frontier Co-op, including subsidized on-site childcare. Frontier Co-op is currently hiring for multiple positions and all shifts. Learn how you can bring your work to life. Attend the Frontier Co-op Career Fair Wednesday, January 17th from 2 to 6 p.m. in Norway. View current openings at frontiercoop.com. Frontier Co-op is an equal opportunity employer.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
528, we're going to get Mac that signed copy of Rick's book, Come Hell or High Water, and we're going to get it done for him. 319-366-1600, Hertine and Stocker text line, very busy today, filled with happy Vikings fans. That to come in hour number three. Right now, Kyle's with us. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa State men got their first conference victory hosting Baylor on Saturday, 75-65. They were led again by star freshman Lindell Wigginton with 30 points at right around 50% from the floor. Nick Weiler-Babb had 15 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. And Solomon Young had an 11-point, 12-rebound double-double. They're now 1-4 in the Big 12. The UNI men also got their first conference victory over Valpo, 81-76. Tywan Pickford was a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor, including 4-for-4 from distance for 23 points, and Austin Fife also had 20 points with 8 rebounds. The Iowa women got tripped up by Purdue at home on Saturday, 76-70, dropping them to 15-3. But that's not to say that the Hawkeyes didn't get another stellar performance from Megan Gustafson. She had a career-high 37 points with 14 rebounds and tied a program record with 17 made field goals. That performance earned her yet another Big Ten Player of the Week award, her sixth of the season, which also ties a Big Ten record. The 7th-ranked Iowa wrestling team beat number 3 Oklahoma State by claiming 6 of 10 bouts, 5 by decision and a tech fall from Brandon Sorensen. Freshman Spencer Lee was among those to win by decision. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the boys from Cedar Rapids, Washington, hosting Fairfield beginning at 7:30 on our FM frequencies. It's Monday, so that means we're also going to have the sideline call-in show. That'll start right after the show, and upon its conclusion, we're actually going to join a big NBA matchup tonight between Golden State and Cleveland. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Former Colonels catcher and current member of the Minnesota Twins, Mitch Garver, headed back to town on Wednesday night for the Hot Stove Banquet. It's his birthday, and he's been kind enough to join us. You'll hear him next.
This bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Call an agent today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. 2 days after losing in the divisional round to the Patriots, the Tennessee Titans are now looking for a coach. ESPN's Cameron Wolf reports the team wanted Mike Mularkey to make changes on his coaching staff. So after talking about an extension for Mularkey, they parted ways today. Mularkey coached only 2 full seasons in Nashville. We've got the NBA on ESPN Radio coming up at 7:30 Eastern with the Warriors and Cavaliers in Cleveland. In spite of their recent struggles, the Cavs have won 13 straight at home. Earlier today, the Bulls beat the Heat 119-111. Justin Holiday with 25 points. The Knicks over the Nets 119-104. The Hawks beat the Spurs 102-99, 26 for Dennis Schroeder. The Bucks beat the Wizards 104-95, 27 points and 20 rebounds for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Pending a physical, the San Francisco Giants will get outfielder Andrew McCutchen in a trade with the Pittsburgh Pirates. No word yet, though, on what Pittsburgh will get in return in that trade.
Tuesday, Greg Cody is in as guest co-host. Plus, Chris Sims joins. Is Blake Bortles still his 70th best quarterback? Tuesday on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz. 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
I love my wife, and I really love sleeping with her. I'd like to do it more.
Now that we have Theravent, sleeping with my husband is amazing. In fact, I'd love to sleep with him right now.
Theravent anti-snore strips are getting couples back to sleep together because now there's no excuse to keep snoring. Theravent is clinically shown to reduce snoring using the power of your own breathing. They're now available in stores nationwide, and you can see how they work at Theravent.com. Theravent, the answer is right under your nose. Not intended to treat sleep apnea. Use as directed.
So, Sarah, you know, one of the toughest things about being on tour is sleeping in a bunk area with a bunch of guys that all snore. I love my beauty sleep. A night of snoring puts me in such a bad mood in the morning.
Your beauty sleep. I love it. You know, I've been listening to ESPN Radio enough to know that you should have told the guys to get a Zipa. It's estimated that 90 million people in the U.S. snore, which means there's tens of millions of people like you on the tour bus that didn't get to sleep at night because they sleep next to a snorer. So if you want to stop snoring, you need to get a Zipa. Go to ZYPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Chopper in front of Lance.
Going to be trouble.
Tough play. And it's a base hit. And Garber will advance to second.
Well, don't throw that ball around too much there. Ball will be coming out of the ball game. Congratulations, Mitch Garber, on his first major league hit.
This second on an error. And so Garber will kick that ball out of play.
Dick Bramer and Bert Blyleven on the Twins Television Network calling the first major league hit for former Colonels catcher Mitch Garver. He's with us now. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn taking you up until 7 o'clock. Mitch is going to be in town on Wednesday night for the Colonels Hot Stove Banquet and the Twins Winter Caravan Stop. And who's got the ball? Mitch, where is it?
I have the ball. I believe my parents have it, actually. It's hanging up in our computer room.
Happy birthday, by the way. When we were reaching out to get you on the program tonight, I didn't realize it was your birthday. It's number 27, right?
Yeah, that's right. 27 today.
You got big plans tonight? We're not keeping you from doing anything, are we?
Oh, no. We're heading out to dinner here in a few hours, and then just going to grab a few drinks and kind of take it easy, you know, getting older.
You had some big changes since you were here in Cedar Rapids a couple years ago. You're a married man now, right?
Yeah, I've been married about just over 2 years now to my wife, Sarah, and she's finishing up her veterinary degree at Oregon State. She'll be graduating this summer.
Are you excited to come back to Cedar Rapids? What do you remember most about your time here with the Colonels?
Well, I think the thing I remember the most was the weather, and I won't say that the weather is going to be similar as it was in the summer of 2014. But I remember the weather was always perfect. Like when we would play day games, I think that was my favorite time of the year. Always seemed like it was 75 degrees and slightly breezy. So that's what I remember most about the place. I'm excited to get back there and see my host family, Chuck and Cindy Young. You know, maybe check out my favorite bar, which was Bushwoods Bar and Grill. And I'm just excited to see the people that were there when I played there.
Now, Mitch, last August, we just played the clip of it. You made your major league debut and then your first major league hit. Describe that moment when you got the call that you were heading up to the major leagues.
So we had just road trip from Columbus to Louisville, Kentucky, and we went out to dinner and grabbed a nice bite to eat. And I got a phone call from my manager telling me that he wanted to shake my hand because I was a major leaguer. And, you know, it's overwhelming. I called all my parents and my family, and we just...
Former Colonels catcher Mitch Garver with us tonight. He's going to be in town on Wednesday. Colonels Hot Stove Banquet coming up. Tickets still available, by the way. You can get them at colonels.com. I think they're down to less than a dozen remaining. You and Zach Granite are a big draw, Mitch. You may not realize that. But what would you say grew the most from your game from the time that you were here in A-ball with the Colonels to last year when you made your Major League debut?
Defense, knowledge of the game, knowledge of my pitchers, relating to, you know, how to pitch in a professional baseball scenario. So I think that's what's improved the most. Obviously, everything has improved to that level. So I can't pick.
We're having some difficulties there with Mitch. We'll see if we can get him back on the line. But to remind you, as we just did a couple minutes ago, that the Colonels still have some tickets remaining for the Hot Stove Banquet. They are down to just about a dozen remaining. You can get them in advance, or if they're still left, get them at the door. I wouldn't wait on that, though. East Bank Venue and Lounge, Wednesday night, all the proceeds benefiting the Colonels Take the Lead initiative and the Colonels Foundation. Let's see if we've got Mitch back with us here. And Alex, I think you would ask Mitch about... Or I would just ask about your time and the growth in your game from Cedar Rapids to the major leagues last year. Now, Colonels have a new manager this season, Toby Gardenhire. I know he was on the staff in Rochester last year where you were at. What type of manager are the Colonels getting this year, Mitch?
You know, Toby's a really smart guy. We had a lot of fun with him when he was with us in Rochester this year. He picked up on things that we need, like he picked up on things from us. And we learned a lot of stuff from him. So he's new. He's young. I think he's excited to be there, obviously. He's going to be a great fit for the Colonels.
Now, Mitch, you talked about your defense a little bit, and you were always known as a guy coming out of New Mexico that kind of a bat-first guy. How difficult is it to, when you're in the minor leagues, to work so tirelessly on your defense while also continuing to improve offensively and hit the ball the way you have throughout your minor league career?
Well, it's fun to add something new to your game every year, it seems like. And, you know, it's not like you're out there every day working on everything at once. You kind of add small pieces to your game at a time, and you learn and you progress, and over the years you grow as a baseball player. So it's when you meet different people across the game, whether they're players or coaches or trainers or whoever, it's you always try to pick up little things from everybody and kind of apply them to your own game. And that's really how you.
The Twins were one of the better stories in baseball last year, coming off having the number one overall pick in the draft and making the postseason. What was it like to be a small part of that success, Mitch?
Well, I just got to experience it firsthand when I got up there to the big leagues. It was quite a turnaround, and I could tell in the locker room that the emotion was different, the feeling was different. It became a winning atmosphere. So that was the biggest thing I noticed from 1 year to the next, was how guys really just accepted that the Twins are good enough to win baseball games. And if they just believed in themselves that they could do it. And they went out, and those guys had a heck of a season.
So after your first stint in the major leagues at the tail end of last year, what did you learn during that stint that you'll carry with you through spring training coming up in a few months?
I got my feet wet, so my confidence is a little bit higher. The game is quite a bit faster in the major leagues, and I had to learn that the hard way, struggling for a little bit there. But the game's faster, and it's not – the sooner you can get over the starstruck phase, I learned that really quick, and now that I got my feet wet, I'm ready to succeed, and I'm ready to improve.
What are your goals for the coming year? Presumably one of them is to break camp with the team. It looks like you're going to be the number two catcher, but you don't want to presume anything. But what are your personal goals for the year?
Well, I mean, I would like to I'd like to be able to get in there and try to be a consistent player on the team. I'd like to not only be an everyday player, but I want to get consistent at bats and be able to show everybody what I can do, because I really think that I could help this team win.
How much does your versatility do you think help you get those consistent at bats? You can DH, you can play first base, you can catch.
Yeah, I think that plays a huge part. And when they threw me in the outfield this past year, I didn't know what to take of it, but I could only take it as a positive. So I got my feet wet out there in the outfield, and I played a little bit of first base here and there. I'm constantly working on all parts of my game, including my infield and outfield. So if anytime somebody needs a day off, or you know, maybe I'm swinging a hot bat and somebody else isn't, then I'd be happy to take as many. It's just one of those things that everybody has a role on the team, and mine could be filling a spot when we need it.
Minnesota Twins catcher Mitch Garver joining us for just a few more minutes on his birthday here as we get ready for the hot stove banquet this week. Who's the one guy on the staff that you're not a fan of handling and makes the mitt pop?
I wouldn't say I'm not a fan of anybody. I think...
Well, you know what I mean, Mitch.
Yeah. I mean, I like to catch guys that are hard to hit, because that means that it makes my job easy, and we can get off the field and get back into the dugout to hit. So anytime we got a guy who's funky or he's throwing hard and he's got a good breaking ball, you know, that's better for us. The time we can get off the field and get our pitcher back on the bench and kind of, you know, put up some runs for him, that's kind of my goal.
Now, Mitch, going back to your days in Cedar Rapids in the lower minor league level, I think one of the other Twins' top prospects, Steven Gonsalves, as we lose Mitch here for just a second, he dropped off the phone line, so hopefully we can get him back here in just a second. I want to ask him about kind of growing with some of the other Twins' top prospects.
Well, you take a look. Twins, by the way, as we mentioned earlier today, made some news over the weekend with the acquisition of Addison Reed, and presumably goes into the back end of the bullpen as a setup man and insurance policy for Fernando Rodney, and they've got some other young hard throwers in that bullpen as well, and then a guy who's not really a hard thrower in Trevor Hildenberger, but was a tremendous setup man a year ago. And Mitch presumably will be working with a lot of those guys in Fort Myers coming up in just about a month from today, I think, pitchers and catchers start to report.
35:30 was having a little bit of a chuckle that Mitch mentioned the Cedar Rapids weather as a positive.
Yeah,
it's
well,
really hard to believe that somebody would do somebody.
I do remember the year that Mitch was here, and the weather was, it was a tremendous summer. We had some great weather that year.
I think we have Mitch back on the line. And Mitch, I was asking you before dropped off there for a second, but Steven Gonsalves is one of the other top prospects in the Twins organization. Talked about working with you back in the lower levels of the minor leagues. What was it like to kind of grow your game, trying to learn how to handle pitching staffs and realize that you're working with some really high-level prospects who are also trying to expand their game by developing pitches and things of that sort?
That's kind of one of my favorite parts of coming up through the minor leagues, and I didn't realize it then. I was so worried about, you know, improving my own game, but looking back, it's really fun to think about all the guys that I've worked with that have made their way up the ladder and improved every year in different aspects. And I had a really big influence on Steven, and he also had a really big influence on me. You know, he came out as a very impressionable 19-year-old, and for me to kind of take him under my wing and teach him a few things, learn a few things from him, was really special. And I'm glad he's grown into the potential that he has, and I think he can do in the future.
Well, happy birthday, Mitch, and remember that comment you made about the great weather?
Yes.
3 degrees right now. So three. One, two, three.
Okay.
But I think it'll be a little bit warmer on Wednesday, but don't hold me to that when you land at the airport. But looking forward to seeing you again, and thanks for taking the time on your birthday of all nights to join us. We'll see you on Wednesday when you get into town.
All right, I'm looking forward to getting to Cedar Rapids and see all those faces I've seen.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Former Colonels catcher, current member of the Minnesota Twins, Mitch Garver, and you put it best, pretty good bat coming out of New Mexico, and was blocked, or not blocked, but he was behind Stuart Turner in the Twins system for a while, and then sort of passed him. The Twins left Stuart Turner off the 40-man roster last year, got taken in the Rule 5 draft, and it was Mitch who was up with the ball club. That was Braden Shipley, by the way, if I remember right, the first major league hit that he had. He made his debut against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet and the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan Stop converging on downtown Cedar Rapids this Wednesday. And again, tickets are still available, although in very limited numbers. Less than a dozen tickets remaining. You can get yours at colonels.com. And again, all of the proceeds go to the Colonels Take the Lead Initiative and the Colonels Foundation. We mentioned some of those great programs in the first hour. Catch with a Cop, which was very popular, getting children in the community playing catch with members of the Cedar Rapids Police Department. There was the Home Run for Hunger, which benefited HACAP and collected over 3,000 pounds of food from the farmers market in downtown Cedar Rapids over the summer. So not just a minor league baseball team, but an organization that makes sure it gives back to the community, and we're always happy to be the media partner for the Hot Stove Banquet. And I'll be off on Wednesday, but Alex and Kyle will be here, and then maybe planning to head to the East Bank venue and lounge. I'm excited. That's the old Smulikoff's building in downtown Cedar Rapids. I have not been to an event there yet, but I've heard nothing but good things about it, and looking forward to it. You can get more details, by the way, by going to our website, kgymradio.com, or to the Colonel's website, colonels.com, and it will be interesting to see how things develop with that bullpen with Addison Reed, the two-year deal that he signed over the weekend. They did have to designate Buddy Beauchers for assignment, a former Colonels pitcher back from the Angels days. So he has taken off the 40-man roster to make room for him. One of two bits of news today involving former Colonels, Howard Kendrick, as he goes by now in the major leagues, signing a two-year deal to stay with the Washington Nationals. You may remember he was acquired last year by the Nationals for the stretch run, a two-year, I believe, $7 million deal to keep him in Washington, D.C. 5:50, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We'll come back. Kyle's going to give you a Midwest Bank Big Board update, and then he's going to give you an opportunity to win four tickets to World Championship Ice Racing. All that and then some as we close the book on hour number two. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 till 9. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One-of-a-kind bookstore.
It's always more fun to be with friends as you cheer on your favorite team. Whether attending the game, watching at a bar, or hosting a party, it's very important to know that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Before choosing to drink, choose your team's MVP, a sober designated driver. Avoid the unsportsmanlike conduct of driving drunk by handing off your keys so that you, your passengers, and everyone on the road can be safe. Your team victory will only be worth celebrating if you and your friends make it home. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
5:53, welcome back in. Appreciate your patience there as we had some issues getting Mitch on a clear connection with us, but hopefully he won't hold that against me when I see him on Wednesday at the airport. The Todd Brolkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Cyclone Courtside Show on the way on 1600 AM. High school basketball on the horizon as well. Here to tell you all about that and more, it's another Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Kyle. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa State men got their first conference victory hosting Baylor on Saturday, 75-65. They were led again by star freshman Lindell Wigginton with 30 points at right around 50% from the floor. Nick Weiler-Babb had 15 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. And Solomon Young had an 11-point, 12-rebound double-double. They're now 1-4 in the Big 12. The UNI men also got their first conference victory over Valpo, 81-76. Tywan Pickford was a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor, including 4-for-4 from distance for 23 points. And Austin Fife also had 20 points with 8 rebounds. The Iowa women got tripped up by Purdue at home on Saturday, 76-70, dropping them to 15-3. But that's not to say that the Hawkeyes didn't get another stellar performance from Megan Gustafson. She had a career-high 37 points with 14 rebounds and tied a program record with 17 made field goals. That performance earned her yet another Big Ten Player of the Week award, her sixth of the season, which also ties a Big Ten record. The seventh-ranked Iowa wrestling team beat number 3 Oklahoma State by claiming 6 of 10 bouts, 5 by decision and a tech fall from Brandon Sorensen. Freshman Spencer Lee was among those to win by decision. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the boys from Cedar Rapids, Washington, hosting Fairfield beginning at 7:30 on our FM frequencies. It's Monday, so that also means we're going to have the Courtside Call-In Show. That'll start right after our show, and upon its conclusion, we're going to join the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavs on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Are you officially off of the Rams, Alex? I know we've asked you this probably a dozen times, especially this season, but you are done with the Rams.
Are you asking me if I'm a Rams fan?
Yes.
No, I'm not a Rams fan. Yes.
Because I think I got something here that may get you back on the bandwagon. And if not, you can join me on the Vikings bandwagon. But CBS Sports' latest NFL mock draft has Josh Jackson, formerly of the Hawkeyes, going to the Rams at number 23.
Oh, I don't want to dislike Josh Jackson. I hope that doesn't happen.
Okay. No surprise here, but the mock draft has a couple quarterbacks at the top of the board.
So this week, leading up until Saturday is the start of the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl in Los Angeles, which is the event, the NFL showcase that the younger brother is taking part in. And the first day, the players meet with scouts that request interviews with them. Can you take a guess the team that interviewed him first? Which team interviewed him first?
Was it the Rams?
It was the Rams.
Hey, I'm telling you, you probably still look. You didn't take all the gear to Goodwill.
No, I gave all of it away. I don't have any.
You
left.
Hung on to something.
I think I got sweatpants somewhere. But
now, is this are NFL teams like college? Can you get the swag hookup?
Or is that
you
got
to go to NFLshop.com and you're just a lowly commoner like me and everybody else out there?
Probably the latter.
Okay,
I'm guessing.
Well.
Is the Rams.
We'll wait and see.
I'd rather him go to the XFL.
I still don't know what's going on with the XFL. I want to know, is it coming back or not? Now, the NFL, people are going to make a big deal about this. The ratings this week were down again compared to the this time last year. I don't know what to make of this, but if you watch the Vikings-Saints game yesterday, you had a pretty compelling game for a number of reasons. It looked like the Vikings were going to blow the game in spectacular fashion. And then, of course, B, the amazing comeback in which Case Keenum hit Stephon Diggs for the touchdown with 2 seconds remaining, and how New Orleans possibly blows that. And now you've got the Vikings 1 win away from being the first team in 52 years to play Super Bowl in their home stadium. It really is an amazing story. And we're going to get to that as well as the rest of the goings-on in the NFL next. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on KGYM. But first, 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 is going to take home 4 tickets to World